This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 3 years and $305 million later, the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art opened its post-renovation doors this past weekend. It's the biggest modern and contemporary art museum in North America, and its overhaul came amid a decade of growth in the number and emphasis of museums focusing on this kind of art. The Whitney launched its brand new space in New York last year. The Met, also in New York, has its own modern and contemporary outpost. But as museums move from the past to works of present day, there are some new issues to deal with, many of them centered around the good old American dollar. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Lucy Mitchell Innes runs the Mitchell Innes and Nash Gallery. It's a prestigious art gallery of contemporary and modern art in New York. And this curious thing started happening about 10 years ago. It still happens today.
A letter came across my desk yesterday morning. They were asking for $10,000.
The letter was from a museum putting on an exhibit of one of the artists Mitchell Innes represents, asking her to chip in.
It can be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, and can be more.
15 years ago, this would have been unheard of.
They said, oh, no, that we want separation of church and state.
That separation is fading. Museums are focusing on contemporary art more than ever before, and the artwork is expensive to buy and install. So they ask for help from the people who stand to gain, artists and galleries.
Honestly, museums are pretty both greedy and cash-strapped right now, a lot of them.
Kelly Crow covers art for the Wall Street Journal. Museums sometimes ask not just for money, but for donations of art.
Otherwise, they may not be able to afford it.
Catherine McKelson is a professor of art history at the Fashion Institute of Technology.
Boundaries are being blurred.
One concern is that museums in need of funds might be influenced in their exhibitions by galleries who supply them.
It's problematic to have a museum so blatantly involved in promoting an artist whose works are for sale.
On the other hand, it's kind of unavoidable that museums showing contemporary art are going to be exhibiting artists who are still alive and still selling their sometimes very expensive work.
No question, it's fraught with challenges.
Maxwell Anderson is a research affiliate at Princeton and former director of the Whitney and the Dallas Museum of Art. He says an experienced curator with a reputation to preserve should be able to manage conflicts of interest. He does worry about smaller institutions, though, with less scrutiny or less experienced curators.
The ultimate cure-all in the art world, since the art world is unregulated, is transparency.
Transparency helps because conflicts of interest, like beauty and art, are often in the eye of the beholder. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.